here we go. Let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast. Angela is a psychopath. This is Justine.
And this is Geneva. Hi, friends. Man, you know, between the mouth sores,
the mask.
Thank God it's like in COVID times where like someone wearing a mask isn't like how it used to be, where it's like you're a freak show, but it still looks ridiculous because she.
That guy was wearing it below her nose. He definitely wasn't vaccinated then.
No, this is what you know what these people are. These are, that's like.
It's
rural Georgia.
No offense. Yeah.
Oh, before we get into it, shout out to the I don't even want to say it, to the Trump supporter who listens to us. Blows my mind. Thank you for the 5 stars. I don't know how.
Yeah.
How you
it is nice of you. Thank you.
We appreciate you.
We do appreciate it.
And hopefully you'll cross over onto our side of the aisle and then we can have a real party. No, I'm just kidding. We appreciate you. We value you.
I was civil with people at work that I knew were Trumpers, and I appreciate you coming out, I guess, to say it.
All right.
The people that say these ladies are incredibly vulgar, uninformed, rude, racist, and boring doesn't seem as if they even watch the episodes they're commenting on. Don't waste your time on this podcast. Unsubscribed.
Yeah.
We love you, too.
We do. We wish you. What do they say? Bless your heart.
Bless your heart, honey.
I would like you to know that I have my notes pulled up. I take notes every episode.
You little sweetheart.
You little gem. Yeah. But thank you, everybody. We appreciate it. Either way, anywhere you fall, the passion is evident. So we appreciate you.
Yes.
Don't forget. So listen, June is almost over.
Savages.
And July's around the corner, and Love Island UK, the greatest show of life, is back. We'll be
covering
that on Patreon.
It seriously is. I can't wait. They just put out a snippet of all the newbies. Oh, my Lord. I can't wait.
Oh, it's a treat. Cannot wait. So we'll be doing that in July. We're also going to be covering the new Gossip Girl that's going to be on HBO Max over on Patreon for something a little different. So a lot of fun stuff happening over there. Thank you to all our patrons. We love you guys. You guys are the real MVPs.
Yeah,
we love you so much.
What did we just do? The Beautician and the Beast.
Beautician and the Beast. What's Housewife and the Hustler. Close. We just dropped a bonus episode there. We got a lot of stuff coming the rest of the month, so stay tuned. All right. Who do you want to start with?
Recapping the X show, whatever show's that. So you better subscribe and
Check it out. Who should we start with here?
Let's start with Angela.
Yeah.
People are calling for her resignation.
Why?
Because they say that they're done with the abuse.
I mean, okay. My biggest thing is you have said you've been smoking since you were 5. And all of a sudden, Michael's the trigger for you smoking.
She's breastfeeding and puffing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. That's just, to me, she's so nuts with that.
You know, I left the hypnotist and I didn't want a cigarette till I thought of Michael. It's like, okay.
Michael really triggers me. Poor Michael. Does he really not answer the phone? Do you think he's sleeping, or do you think he is kind of trickling away from her in her wrath?
Yeah, I think he's pulling away from her.
Is he?
Decidedly
so.
Which is okay. Yeah. I think that the plastic surgery is ultimately going to do what he was afraid it was going to do, which is drive them apart. He thought she'd be hot on the streets finding other people. I don't think it's going to play out that
woman
way. But
with big tits and heart
some
decay.
Extra pounds, right? Heart
decay. Now, God, is it just really realizing to him that he's not having a baby with her? Is their marriage even legal in the States? Are they really even freaking married?
If
you get married in Nigeria, does it mean anything?
That's what I'm wondering. Is it legal here? I don't know how that works. What I don't get is why she all of a sudden is going 0 to 100 and is just gonna fuck it. Like, she's over it. Like, I don't know.
I guess maybe it's because she really can feel him pulling away. I'm surprised she hasn't been tracking him all along.
Me too. I love her just rolling in like, hello, I would like to track a phone.
He said that that's his first time. I'm shocked.
I was shocked.
His first
too.
Time.
There's no way, right?
Shit. Yeah. People do that 24/7.
Yeah. I don't see.
Isn't it easier than that? I guess if you're in there and you had the phone in your hand, then you just turn on.
Yeah.
You somehow you track it
from afar. Listen, this guy's not the CIA. Like, I don't think that technology is widely available.
Like, that's as legal as I can do. She's like, what if it's illegal?
Then what can you do? I mean, I just love the boldness of walking in there. Like, she's going to fucking from here to Nigeria. She's getting into the phone. How's that happening?
A mask completely under the nose the entire
under
time.
The nose.
It's so funny.
What does her mouth look like? What does that mean? I'm afraid to know. And I will not Google
it. Oh, you think
it,
it's so she's just covering
me.
Her mouth.
She said it's an abscess again. That's what she said.
And do you think that's why she's even wearing a mask?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that yep. makes sense. I thought she was just being an idiot.
Oh, no. She keeps saying, like, I'm wearing this mask. I got another abscess. I blame it on Michael. I mean,
oh, boy.
What does that mean? What's under that mask?
Why is she getting it? Is it her immune system fighting matter? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to know. I'm not Googling that. I don't want to see what that
abscess.
Looks like.
Oh, man. I can picture it. Looks like a little cheese pizza.
Okay. Thank you.
Hold on. I love her saying to him, he's probably getting his dick sucked. Yep. I don't think he is.
What about if we double the money? Would you do it then? I love
how
when
did
she's
he
like,
answer when they're on camera.
I am that bitch your mama Wharton warned you about. I'm that bitch. I love that. So aggressive.
She says, I'm a good crazy.
How about when she turned the camera around to the salesman? Was like, this is the man who conned me.
He's laughing at me.
Oh, God.
Why is Michael even answering the phone? There's no reason to be even communicating with her anymore.
I mean, if there's ever been a reason to just call it, Michael wants to have a family. He wants a nice woman who's going to kind of fall in line. Angela's not that woman. She's not going to give you kids. She's not going to ever bow down to you, period. She's going to make you feel terrible. That's what she does.
Michael, you're crazy and you're an asshole, but people know I'm a bitch. At least they know it or something like
and
that.
And she kept yelling like, son of a bitch, son of a bitch. It's like, that's a, what? A,
that guy's choice. Face. He's just like, oh, my God. I can't imagine when he goes home and tells people.
Did you catch in their second fight when they were at the house? She said something to him about like that. She lied. He lied about his dick or like the way that his penis looked.
Women always go to that. Your dick is small. I remember my high school boyfriend who was like drunk on the phone. He's like, I hadn't seen his penis yet. And he's like, my penis has a curve to it. You know, he was all scared of me seeing it.
Poor guy.
Beautiful penis.
Oh, that's nice.
Her making the smoothie at the beginning looked kind of delicious.
Okay.
But not with the jelly. That's
well,
disgusting.
You're not drinking something healthy if you're putting what looked like just shit apple juice in there. It's filled chock full.
Yeah,
of sugar.
Apple juice. Right. That was just
wrong choice.
That's not a, yeah. Well, it's better than I guess what she's been
soda,
doing. But,
right.
Yeah.
The grape jelly. Jesus.
But that juice is bad. My kids are obsessed with lemonade and juice. I got to just keep it out of the house. Drink water, you psychos.
Oh, it's like crack to them. Sterling finds Dorian's cup and he's in the corner like Schmeagol with the rings. You wouldn't know this reference, but Lord of the Rings just like sucking it down.
Knife.
Sucking it down. It's like, what is happening here? Before you know it, he's drinking half a cup. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Once they really don't drink soda. I don't
know
what age I started drinking soda.
Me either. I feel like
my parents were like, fuck it.
Three. I told you this, right? A woman I worked with who's from Georgia. She says the first drink she remembers after milk, like her mom went from milk to giving her Coca-Cola as like a 2-year-old. It's crazy.
This guy I worked with said he would put Coke in his kids' bottles just to shut them up, you know.
I feel like kids are real. They're a model of like how sugar fucks you up. Do you know what I mean? Like
yes.
We're older.
It shows
so
it. Yes.
It just is like on display of like how fucked up it is to eat that much sugar.
It shows how what a drug it is. My parents always apologize. Like, I'm sorry we gave it to him. We shouldn't have done it. And they're bouncing off the walls.
Yep.
Acting crazy, cracked out. You're so right.
Yeah.
We're so, our bodies are so worn down from it.
Yep.
Sugar is the worst.
It is. It
really is. I was yelling at Tyler. He gave up these. He was drinking like three or four of these milky, these coffee, iced coffees that you buy at 7-Eleven, like $2 for $5 or something. Okay. Starbucks drink. Yeah. And it's just disgusting. And he's finally given them up because there was probably triple the amount of sugar than a can of Coke in it. And then he gave it up for a couple of days, went back and drank one. He's like, oh my God, it's so sweet, blah, blah, blah. And then yesterday he was like, he had a stomach problem and he goes, oh, these Tums have that number 11 or red, yellow number, whatever. And I go, oh, you're going to drink that fucking coffee that's got triple the amount of sugar. You're worried about some coloring. Give me a fucking break. Sugar is the worst.
It is. It's the devil. All right.
And when you give it up, you don't need it. I used to drink it in my coffee. Used to drink it in my tea. I give it up. I don't miss it.
Oh, yeah. It's hard because it's in everything. It's, yogurt.
I eat a lot of sugar, but yeah.
Right. Like added sugar.
I've cut down on my Swedish fish, all that shit.
Oh, yeah. Good for you. Cutting down on the Swedish fish. You just pounded it when you were pregnant.
I know, the poor things. God, I can't believe my kids turned out all right. Thank God.
Anything else on Angela? You think this is the end? Like they're going to break up? Probably.
I know I'm not in the popular opinion here, but I love watching Angela. To me, she's great TV. I don't care what she's doing. And I would take a spinoff. If she's abusive, I mean, I feel like my parents abused me way worse than that. I'm just kidding. But I don't know. Maybe I'm abusive, but maybe there's more to the story. Maybe Michael isn't that nice. I don't know.
Yeah, I think her behavior is 100% abusive. I mean, she's calling him like a son of a bitch, yelling at him, saying, fuck you, your dick small. I mean, that's abusive behavior. But
I'm an abuser.
Is it entertaining? Yes. But, yeah. You know,
I wonder what they could give her. I feel like she could be a host on Dance Moms or something.
Oh, that'd be great. Get her like, yeah. I want her hosting like marriage boot camp.
Yeah. Or get her on there with Michael.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're
marriage
talking.
Boot camp. That clip is on our TikTok. Yes, we're going to be putting out a TikTok recap and it'll be interesting.
Got thoughts. All right.
Let's hope.
All right. Let's talk the rat owners, Natalie and Mike.
Oh my God. Is that a rat? That's a big fucking rat.
That's a rat, right? It's not a mouse.
Yeah. A mouse, rat, and then a hamster's got a fur coat?
Yeah. Hamster is smaller than that. Rats are big. Rats are disgusting. I don't understand having a rat as a pet. I loved that they were just fighting and the rat was just crawling all over them. He's coming back to the table. Here, take the rat. Make it do some tricks. It was like, what is this?
It's smart, beautiful, and clean. A rat is not clean.
No.
Maybe a house rat is.
My cousin had a house rat. That rat escaped its cage, found a rogue rat, had rat babies in.
Oh my God!
In his drawer when we were kids, he opened the drawer and there were like 40 little fucking pink little rats.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
What would they do?
I think
flush him right down the toilet.
No, I don't know what he did. I don't remember. Holy I do remember.
Shit! Oh my God, I'm gonna have nightmares.
Yeah, I found a rogue rat, had rat babies.
They're fucking smart. You know, I feel bad. I don't want to see a rat. I feel bad for these animals that are going to be fed to snakes, but I'm not taking them home. You get over it.
I mean, that's the food chain, is it not?
Adopt a cat.
A rat. Disgusting.
I don't know. I'm not. Maybe you come back to life as a rat. I mean, you hope that a Natalie comes along, but Jesus.
So she 100% got her boobs done, right? There's no way that I've been looking at her chest like this whole time she's been on the show.
Her face looks fuller.
Yeah, you what? She just
either
gained 20 pounds in her boobs?
Or she gained weight.
Only in her boobs? Like, she doesn't look...
She looks... I bet you she looks thicker than she would in the first season we saw.
Well, yeah, probably. But
I'd be surprised either. I would go either way.
Yeah.
She probably could have got her boobs done.
I think so.
Like a hooker that she is.
I love her. I will not step over my morals. What does that even mean?
And hookers could have a college education.
Yeah.
man, these strippers on TikTok, I wish one of them would have come along with the, in the video. They're making a shit ton of money. Really makes you wonder.
Oh, strippers
at a strip club, you know?
Bartenders at strip clubs make more money than the strippers sometimes.
That's genius.
They post up just talking to them. Yeah.
What a life.
Yeah. Yeah. Strippers make good money for sure. If you're at a good strip club, if you're at a sad strip club, not as much.
No, God. Where I grew up. Oh boy, the classy cat. Mike classy is psychotic too.
Oh, he is.
He's screaming. He's aggressive. He's been hiding it, but he is aggressive.
He does a very good job of making her try to appear dumb as fuck. Like, he tries to make her feel stupid and like she doesn't understand things, which is like a real fucking gaslighting move. Mm-hmm. Like, she's psychotic, obviously, but
like, what did my mom do? Your mom was a total bitch to her.
You were sitting at the table where she's telling her she's old and she's going to die before having kids. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. And that mom, she was just a, and you have to earn respect. You earn respect by marrying her son. You respect her from the get. What did poor Natalie do wrong?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't like that shit.
No, I don't either.
I'll hate my daughter-in-law's son-in-law's all equally.
What else on those two?
I would love to know if she did do something.
Right.
But
me too.
I just hate knowing they're not together. I hate TLC for letting it loose.
Yeah. I mean, we knew that at the end of last season, though, just from their vibe.
Yeah.
Terrible. But
some people, they sit there and they're miserable together.
Right.
Like Tristan and Khloe put out a statement. Who gives a flying fuck what Tristan and Khloe Kardashian are doing? Obviously, they're breaking up. Get a life.
Yeah. You know,
Khloe, no one feels bad for you.
No, not at all. No one.
Oh, sorry. Ronald. One last pop culture item. What's with Nick Cannon having babies with everyone on this planet? Are you aware of this?
I saw a seventh kid. It's like, what the hell?
He just had twins with another woman that he had. It looks like he's in a relationship with a maternity. She's nine months pregnant. He's holding her like he loves her. Now he's pregnant with a whole nother woman who's about 6 months pregnant.
Pulling an Antonio Cromartie. Yeah, it's wild.
Isn't he?
No one should have seven children.
All same women?
No, he had two. He had his attorney pregnant at one time. His attorney that was working a child custody case on another one got pregnant. I mean, definitely not the same.
He makes the future look like
two of the same women.
It just is weird. Nick Cannon really went from hitting the jackpot, marrying Mariah Carey, to really going a little crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't pay attention to Nick Cannon, but I did see that headline. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Seven kids?
I only pay attention to him because he's friends with Howard Stern. He goes on Howard Stern, and I don't know. It's an odd move to want all that liability, all these children and women wanting money from you.
Yeah.
It's a good way to go broke.
Absolutely.
And he had lupus. He's on death's door. Maybe that makes you think weird. But there's something to guy wanting to spread their seed all over.
Oh yeah,
town.
It's very archaic.
Tyler wants to.
Dumb.
He's like, I want babies all over the world. You know, piss me off. He says that.
Right.
It's like, yeah, sure, fuck
gets you going. All right, let's talk Tiffany and Ronald. Ugh. Okay. Listen, I'm getting a little bit of a cracked out vibe from good old Ronald, looking pretty thin. Staying up all night, getting a house together. That's
not a Peloton
idea that came to him in the middle of the night. It seems a little suspect to me.
Yeah, like it's a nice idea, but it's also, he either looks like he's super healthy or cracked out, right?
Yes.
Like he's not out running six. It looks like he's out running 6 miles a day. Yes. 10 miles a day to look like that.
Also, bit of a red flag when he's like, my family's going to be here. And if she doesn't want to, then I'm going to force her to move. It's like, how do you do that?
It's aggressive. Saying that, she's going to stay here 3 months and then we're going to get a visa for another 3 months or whatever it was. 6 months. Tiffany has an apartment. She's just going to leave all her shit in some apartment for 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, it's all ridiculous. And it looks like from the preview for next week, it's already going to shit. He says something like, I don't change poopy diapers or something.
Oh, God. He's going to lock her up or something.
Yeah.
And not let them go. And poor little Daniel, in the way that when he was showing Daniel the room, Tiffany's reaction was like, what the fuck?
Well, it was a very aggressive color. Some weird, like, what was that, a hopscotch to the bed? Like, how are, what, there was all these, like, papers laid down on the way to the bed.
I mean, it's a nice idea if it was a normal circumstance and it wasn't across the freaking globe. Doesn't Daniel have school?
Yeah,
even if it's
question.
Zoom school, would he just leave in life for months at a time?
Yeah, great point.
He's in the middle of formative years that you freaking need.
True.
And I feel like she traveled that far for dick. I know that's wrong to say, but truly that's my gut instinct to get laid. Almost.
I don't know.
It's in the back of her mind.
Again, I don't understand the jump from like she was... she was at a divorce attorney ready to go to begging her dad for him to come. And then now she's flying there. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
2 months ago, they had to cancel their tickets because they didn't have any money.
Right.
Then she gets an apartment. Now she's got money to fly.
Right.
Now she's got time, all this time to be away, but she's got an apartment behind. It seems like a whole bullshit TLC.
It might be
little holes in their story.
Mm-hmm. Something
and they're broken up too.
Everything. Yeah. Oh, they are? That seems right on par.
The little girl kind of looks like his mom.
Yes. I thought the same thing when she was in the backseat. God, what a nightmare. I'm about to fly with my kid again. Flying with children is the worst. It is the entire time you're just dying for it to be over, which is like it's terrible.
Seems like anything you do with children.
Right.
The iPad is made for the airplane though.
I got him like a Fire tablet literally just for traveling. I'm gonna hide it all the time.
You have to.
Today I took it out of the thing while he was awake. He's like, whoa, trying to fucking grab it. It's like, oh my god, like it's literally like watching
crack.
A crackhead seeing crack after 10 years, like desperate to touch it, to press the buttons. It's like, can you relax?
And they know how to
work
it.
All the way into the other room. Oh, yeah.
Like lighting a lighter.
Yeah, exactly. Getting that first injection is clicking that Netflix click.
God, it does shut them up, though. It really is nice. I always thought this. Steve Jobs hated his daughter, wanted nothing to do with her. But he invented the greatest babysitter ever.
That's funny. All right, what else on Tiffany and Ronald?
I don't hate Tiffany. I actually think if I met her, I'd like her. I think she's really beautiful.
She is.
But I don't know. I know she's in a weird situation, but she's got to just cut her losses.
It's a hell of her
own. She's
got to
protect her kids and kind of say, we'll see you when you can get to the States.
Right.
Stop bringing up. I know it's a nice idea, but I don't know. It just seems...
They're not on the same page. He wants to stay in South Africa. He's probably going to bomb the interview on process.
Right, he does.
On purpose.
You're right.
Yeah.
And he just has a weird vibe.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Again, never forget, he stole a fridge from his mother. I thought that as she was driving over to pick him up.
Oh, I couldn't stop thinking it. Like, he stole your fridge.
Right.
It's like picking up the car. How do you steal a fridge and how much are you getting? Oh my God.
Amazing.
I don't need a new refrigerator. I just want a new one. I'm done with the double door.
Oh, I like a double door. You want a single door?
Well, there's certain things like I would love a nice single. I never thought I'd go back, but I want something that you can put a wide pizza box in, you know, something very.
Yeah.
They make these new ones that look just as nice. They don't make you feel like the white refrigerator, like Nene says.
Right. Yeah.
There's something to it.
Mean. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I hate, or I need a double that's big.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But
I'm
having
major issues with my
me.
Fridge. It drives me nuts. I feel like I can't fit anything in anywhere. It's always looking disheveled as fuck. I try to organize it. Doesn't stay.
You need a wide freezer. A freezer that's long, it makes you nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's heavy.
Yes.
So it's breaking the freaking shelving.
Yeah.
I hate a freezer. If it's got to get frozen, it's never going to be seen again in my life.
No, I'm the worst. My freezer is a graveyard of old shit that I just keep throwing in there that I'm like, one day, and I don't
it's
ever...
never happening.
Yeah, never. It's disgusting. All right, we digress. All right, let's talk Jovi and Yara. Yara getting the corona.
Poor thing.
I love Jovi's such a douche.
He is an asshole.
Did you go somewhere and catch it? He like thinks she's at the strip club. That's
like me talking to my parents when they got it. I'm like, where the fuck did you get it? Like, I feel still bad for that conversation with my parents. I was like the least. I was just so pissed at them for getting it. Who the fuck? I told you dad was the weak link. He was talking. You can't shut him up. I feel bad for it's a sneaky thing though, man.
Oh, it is. Yeah. I think in the beginning, I felt bad for her. People got COVID, it was like, what were you doing? But you know, it's like now everybody, almost everyone I know, somebody's gotten it. I feel bad for her. I think I did like when she was like, listen, a month ago I was in Gwen's face telling her I could do it alone. So this is really annoying, which I thought was good. I mean,
no, she is sweet though. Like, I'm a stupid woman. Be smarter than me. She's a, right when you want to hate Yara, she says something that makes you love her.
Oh, I personally love Yara.
I do, but I'm
great.
Always expecting to hate her.
Yeah.
But I really love her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She cracks me up. You're giving me a headache, Gwen.
did you notice she said okie dokie to Gwen when she was like, all right, are you sure about leaving? Like, I love it. She's getting the lingo down.
God. She's. It's not, you think it's sarcastic in America, the way she talks would be sarcastic, mm-hmm. but where she's from, it's just the way it is.
Right. Absolutely. I think the problem with Yara, with them in general, like she said, I don't think they expected to like have a kid and be doing all this shit. And now she's trapped with a guy who is never, he's making too much money to not work where he works. I think that's the vibe I'm getting. Like there's no other career path for Jovi.
He doesn't.
This is it.
He's not. Yeah, it doesn't even seem like that's an option. Like, it seems like he's capable to find something, but he's not going to. Huh?
Right. She's literally saying to him, like, I need you to come home. I want you to have another job. And he's pretty much like, fuck off. You can tell he doesn't even entertain those thoughts.
He doesn't even care.
No, he doesn't give a fuck. Which
I'm losing connection. He's not losing connection.
I love that on a Zoom.
The baby's cute. They're sitting there yawning. It is
very cute.
Thank God that these babies, you know, breastfeeding is amazing how it could help her. But it is a nightmare. And the fact that she's dizzy and she's got to take care of this baby. I was like, ugh. Oh, God, I did feel bad.
At least
for her.
She went to Gwen's like in that situation.
And Gwen didn't kick her out.
Yeah. Gwen's a better woman than
she's got
many
COVID.
Of us.
Right? She's a. How does a woman like Gwen raise a Jovi? Is it babying too much? Is that the problem?
Well, didn't Yara say something like that? Like,
yeah,
it's not on the tit like you were. I mean, she didn't say that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think it may be. I don't know what happened.
He's an asshole, and it's not even a playful asshole.
No,
I honestly would rather be married. This is crazy, everybody. And
you can start
sending the hate messages. But you want to hate on Andre, he wouldn't leave his family out in the high and dry, even though he's lazy. Even if he had that job, I think he would tell that job, I'm not fucking coming. I'm not leaving my family high and dry.
I don't think that.
I do.
I think with the right amount of money, he's gone.
Andre is
hustling.
He's never going to have a job like that because he's
lazy.
No.
But I think like he's the thing that makes Andre intriguing.
He's a con man. Yeah.
Yes. He's seen the lay of the land and he's working. Chuck.
I love it.
He's got Chuck up front, smiley face. Let's talk about the properties. He knows what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah,
totally.
I'd fuck Andre. Like, I really would.
Like crazy. Calm down.
I almost hate Libby because she's fucking my man. I don't know. I find him attractive. I can see why he's got the, as I said, he's got that male physique and, I don't know. He just looks like he could chop some wood and build
me
a house.
When he said, if Chuck turns on me, it would be catastrophic. That's when I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
He knows what's happening here. He's reading the room.
And the whole entire family knows it, except was Chuck a loser and he like wants to be he wants that chauvinist energy like Andre and he's never been like that. What's the deal?
Yeah, I don't know, because something about Andre like intrigues Chuck. You can tell.
Yeah,
he's in that front seat, saddled, strapped
they
in.
They feel like two boys yes. talking shop.
Yep. Yep. He like somehow wants to be liked by yeah. him. And I think Andre knows that and he's going to work.
He is
that
a con
way.
Man. And
oh, yeah, he is.
I almost love it. I don't know.
Just even the way he was backing up that freaking RV into the. If I'm driving an RV by someone's house, I'm going slow as fuck. He was like full speed, 20 miles an hour backing into that space. Like, doesn't give a shit.
How does he have a commercial driver's license? Seriously.
Because he was going to drive trucks. Remember?
No, I know. I just, how does he though? It's just funny.
God. I know.
He's psychotic.
Oh, yeah.
And Libby and him, I don't know. They just did this TikTok and. He's handsome. I don't know. When he has a little bit of weight loss and a little tan, I can't help myself but be like, oh my God, I want to smack myself and punch myself for thinking he's cute. I like arrogant man. That's my problem. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. And I, you know, I'm attracted to it. I don't know why, but.
I don't. And I do.
Yeah. I mean, I like it with a soft spot, but.
I think.
My dad's psychotic growing up, so. My dad's calmed down a ton.
So maybe that's where you get it from.
He was like a psychotic lion, you know.
Oh, I think the sister, I think a lot of that is fake and overdone.
I think it's real but fake too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Real rude right. but fake. The thing that's real, I think, is that these kids are going to, they want to suck daddy dry and they want nobody else to be able to do it.
Yes.
Like, and they call it the family business, but it's let's live off Chuck and anybody else who comes in. That's another mouth to be fed and they're not into it. That's what it is.
Maybe Chuck doesn't have a lot of guy friends and Andre really knows how to charm and manipulate.
Right. Maybe.
I don't know. There's something he loves about him.
Yeah, there really is.
I'm going to really regret commenting so highly on Andre after this.
Well, next week you get to see a fight, so I'm sure that'll rile you up even more.
Yeah, right? I know. And he takes him down, which I do appreciate. I don't know.
You're like a fighter, huh?
Well, I like a man that will win. Mm-hmm. I don't want a man that starts a fight, but if he's going to, like a Hank Moody from Californication. You ever watch that?
Yes.
He's a slight man, but he pops him in the face. And I mean, Karen always loved him for that. And I always say that too. I say, I know you, Hank Moody, I'm Tyler. And then his dick pumps with blood and they go have sex.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right.
And why do they say our podcast is vulgar, you know?
Well, who do we have left? Kalani and Asuelu? Oh, God.
She's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. People are acting like saying that she's dumb for not leaving the kids. It's like she's breastfeeding. It's like there's something called a pump. It's been in existence for a while. She could easily pump enough milk for them to be completely fine. I'm sure one of them is eating solid foods, I would hope.
Oh yeah, that baby's got freaking that kid's fine. If this is hurting your life and your marriage, be done with it.
Well, the problem is, like, I really feel that, I mean, I'm psychotic about it, but I think establishing healthy sleeping for your children is so important for your own health as parents. And to be up all night with two kids like that is not normal. That should not be happening at their age, period. You got to get that under control.
Of course, it's going to cause us a problem in their marriage.
Yes.
And I'm no, you know.
And you're sleep deprived.
Way better than I am, but I'm on the road to being better. But and the fact that Asuelu wanted, it's not that they are even leaving the kids with freaking somebody the kids don't know. The kids live with the mom. They will be fine. Right. I had to leave my kid. It was stressful. The kid cried a little bit in the middle of the night for me. He moved on. They don't fucking care.
And they also have no concept of time. So like they don't. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you could be gone for 5 days. It's going to feel like an hour or the reverse. So it's like it's at a certain point. If she cares about this marriage or whatever, this farce.
Yeah.
You got to prioritize it and you got to prioritize your own sleep and your own mental health because that's not a sustainable situation, period.
She should have taken Asuelu up on it, left the kids. Yep. She has somebody there to take care of her kids and left. Absolutely. Even with the sister could watch those kids.
Right.
And sucked on her tit. It's they like, don't know the on. Difference.
Not at all.
I don't know. And it's just annoying. And I feel like she's the problem.
She is. And Asuelu, like we've said again and again, is just a simple dude. And I think that's like, he is just a very, 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 very simple person who needs, he came here without much life experience.
He's not masturbating.
He has to freaking grow up.
Yeah.
And that takes time.
He does. He's got to grow up too. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, she's acting like she thought
he's got a job.
Like, she got into a different relationship. Like mm-hmm. he literally took him from a resort to America. And it's not going as planned.
Color me shocked.
Then go see a lawyer. I mean,
right.
That seems also stupid. He knew. That was all. Like it seemed acting. It was sweet when he's like, hug me, I'm sad. I thought that was sweet.
But... That was sweet. So sad. Are you going to hug me because you made me real sad? I should try that next time.
That was sweet. I can't imagine you and Doran even fighting. I would love to see you yell at somebody.
Oh,
yeah.
Yell?
See?
Yeah,
I'd love to see really you. I still can't get over. I would love. I wish I met you at the end of like crazy partying. I wish I would have met you when you would get blacked out. Like, I don't even know if I've ever really seen you blacked out.
You probably have, but you were probably also blacked out. So
yeah, I know. I would never be sober enough to. Oh, God. I would love to watch a whole reel of that.
Right. Wild times. All right.
But not that she's the whole problem, but. She needs to put those kids in a different room, get Asuelu back in their bed. Like the situation said, once they're on the couch or in a different room, we're doing a Jersey Shore recap here on Patreon. It's over.
Yep. 100%. It is.
As much as Tyler and I argue, as much as we do fight, you know, we have a king size bed. We just don't touch each other and go to sleep, which is more
fun. Yeah. It's easy. It's easy to go to bed angry on the opposite sides of the bed.
I try not to. But.
All right, guys.
Know, it's over. They'll stay married forever. I think. I don't think there's any divorcing.
Mm. Okay.
I think he'll always sweet talk her.
Yeah, maybe. Now she's making that money off OnlyFans.
Oh, God.
Speaking of TikTok,
I wonder
how
much
TikTok
money she's making.
I wonder, too.
I mean, I like Connie. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to be here bashing a woman, but, you know, it seems like Asuelu's trying and he just gets shit on from her family. That's all I mean.
Yeah. All right, guys. We'll be back before you know it. We love you, love you, love you.